Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned to Let's Talk About Jesus. We're so glad to be able to bring you this edition of this broadcast today right here on WMAF Radio. And to all of you listening in North Florida, Madison, we're so glad that you have tuned in again to WMAF and that you're staying tuned to this broadcast today. If you are a new listener, a first-time listener, we would like to welcome you to our listening audience, our study that we have each Tuesday on Let's Talk About Jesus is taken directly from the Word of God. So we just pray to that you will stay tuned and hear what the Lord has to say about subjects that concern our lives in distinct and direct ways, the most important of which is where we will spend eternity. Amen. So don't miss this broadcast. We're going to talk about finding true happiness in a world full of counterfeits. You don't want to miss this message. If you're listening by computer, we welcome you back again. And if you don't know that we have a Sunday broadcast at 12 noon, right here on WMAF, live from our church service, then we'd like to inform you of that and give you the opportunity to tune in Sunday afternoon at 12 p.m. To listen to Sunday Morning Alive as a live service from one of our services is about just played in its entirety. And we just welcome you to tune in and hear the anointed Word of God. Amen. But today we're bringing you a teaching from the Word of God. And I just want to read a scripture to set a tone for this as we talk about finding true happiness in a world full of counterfeits. And it's Psalm 146 and verse 5. And it says, "Happy is he that hath the Lord God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." I'm going to read that again. Happy is he that hath the Lord God of Jacob, or the God of Jacob, for his help, whose hope the Lord is in the Lord his God. Amen. What an elusive thing happiness is. I made a statement Sunday. I've seen a lot of people that don't know Jesus Christ that are loud, and a lot of people that laugh. But I have never seen a person without Jesus Christ that is truly happy. And I can say this after over 35 years of pastoral ministry. I have known many Christians who haven't found true happiness, who still look to the counterfeits and haven't found the source of true happiness. You know why? Happiness is an elusive thing. More than 60 scientists have been given millions of dollars in funding to help humanity find happiness. Someone said one time that America is one of the richest and most blessed nations of the world, and America also has the most books in for sale at the bookstores on how to be happy. Although the U.S. standard of living has increased since World War II, there is no increase in the number of people who regard themselves as happy. A U.S. News and World Report on the subject says, and I quote, "One income provides basic needs. It doesn't correlate to happiness. One's income provides basic needs, but it doesn't correlate to happiness." That's why many people see a house and not really a home. And you may be envious of some house you see, but I'm telling you, if you've got a happy home, you don't need to envy no one. In fact, you are to be envied today. By the way, while I'm mentioning this word happiness, there's so many places in the Old Testament where the word blessed or blessed is used, and blessed is the man that stands not in the counsel of the ungodly. Psalm 1 begins with what a blessing it is to be following God in an authentic relationship. But that word blessed or blessed, you know what it means in the actual Hebrew? It means happy, to be envied. In other words, if you're happy in a world where happiness can't be bought for any price on the common market, then, or any market for that matter, and particularly not in a money market. Folks, I want you to know, if you are happy today, truly happy, and you have Christ as your Savior, and it's a genuine happiness, not a counterfeit, you are to be envied today. Amen. In the positive aspect of envying, amen, it means that people that see what you and I possess as Christians should say, I wish I had what they have. And it can serve as a powerful, powerful witness tool. I want people that I meet in my daily walk, in my daily life, to know that the happiness I have within my life is authentic. It is not counterfeit. It is unshaken by happenings. You didn't hear me, did you? Amen. I'm going to say it again in case you didn't get that. Happiness can never be based on happenings. It's not matter if you're a Christian of what happens to you, but do you have the Lord God of Jacob for your help? Is God there for you? Are you connected to God? Amen. One's income provides basic needs, U.S. News and World Report says, but it doesn't correlate to happiness, nor does intelligence, prestige, or sunny weather. People grow used to new climates, higher salaries, and better cars. Many years and millions of dollars studying and treating depression have succeeded in reducing most people's levels of sadness, but they are not necessarily happy. The enemy of our soul capitalizes on the emptiness and dissatisfaction of seeking happiness in a fallen world. By offering counterfeits that only lead to disappointment and many times to sin and to ruin. Jesus came to give us life eternal in heaven above and a happy and fulfilled life here below. We used to sing that wonderful camp meeting song, Won't It Be Wonderful There? Having no burdens to bear, walking and talking with Christ the Supernal One. Won't it be wonderful there? But folks, here's a news flash. We're not there yet. We're here. We're not in the sweet by and by. We're in the nasty here and now. And the fact remains that though we live in a fallen world, we can find happiness through Jesus Christ and a real, genuine, right relationship with God. Amen? John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 10 says this, and this is the words of Jesus Christ, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." I love the Amplified translation because it says the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to full till it overflows. Hallelujah. Wasn't it David in Psalm 23 talking about God's wonderful provision to his life as his shepherd God and said, "My cup runneth over." Hallelujah. Praise God. Satan offers a counterfeit. Christ offers the authentic. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Where is happiness, someone said? Well, it's not in unbelief. Voltaire was an infidel of the most pronounced type, and he wrote, and I quote, "I wish I had never been born." You won't find it in pleasure. Lord Byron lived a life of pleasure. If anyone did, he wrote, and I quote, "The worm, the canker, and the grief are mine alone." It's not even in money. Jay Gould, the American millionaire of days gone by, had plenty of that, but when dying he said, and I quote, "I suppose I'm the most miserable man on earth." Happiness is not based on money, and the greatest proof of that is our family. You know who said that? Christina Onassis. incredible to be part of a family that is worth billions and to not find happiness. It's an incredible thing that we live in a time of such abundance and yet so many people that are unhappy. Sometimes just beneath the thin veneer of success and achievement, there is deep depression. Where then is true happiness, you may ask? Well, it's not even in position or fame. Lord Beaconsfield enjoyed more than his share of both. He wrote, and I quote, "Youth is a mistake, manhood a struggle, old age a regret." Someone said, "We're born crying, we live complaining, and we die disappointed." I don't want that to be my epitaph. I have met Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I have made Him the source of my fulfillment and my life. I have tasted and still drink, hallelujah, the living water that He talked about, and it satisfies the deepest longings of my soul. You know, Alexander the Great conquered the known world in his day. Having done so, he wept because he said, and I quote, "There are no more worlds to conquer." Where then is happiness found? The answer is simple. It's in Christ alone. He said, "I will see you again and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man can take from you." Life may not always give us perfection, and I'm sure it won't. We may not always see success. The message of Jesus in the gospel is that life is not measured by earthly standards in the kingdom of God. Life is measured by our response to the gift of grace in Jesus Christ. Find that gift in your life and you will begin to know happiness. True happiness cannot be based on happenings, but God's promise to be with us and to help us no matter what happens. A God that is so committed to our good that even when bad things touch our lives, He is able to bring good if we trust in Him. Praise God. The Bible said in Romans 8:28, I call it the knot at the end of the rope. And there's been many times in my life that I have been to the quote unquote end of my rope. But there is a knot that I would tie in the end and hold on. Someone said, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on. Well, this is the knot that I have tied time and time again. Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the called according to His purpose. Amen. And I have held on, and God has held me up and upheld me. Praise the Lord. A little bird was flying south for the winter. So the story goes. This is a fictional story. I'll qualify this. It got so cold it froze up and fell to the ground in a large field. While lying there, a cow came by and dropped some manure on it. As it lay in the pile of manure, it began to realize how warm it was. The manure was actually thawing him out. He lay there all warm and happy and soon began to sing for joy. A passing cat heard the little bird singing and came to investigate. Following the sound, the cat discovered the bird under the pile of manure and promptly dug him out and then ate him. The moral of the story is this: not everyone who drops manure on you is your enemy. And not everyone who digs you out of the pile is your friend. So, and the third moral, of course, is when you are in that condition, keep your mouth shut. Folks, it's hard not to complain when we go through troubles and trials. Happiness can never be based on happenings. The scripture we began with said, happy is the man that what? Never has anything happen, bad or negative in his life? No, the man who is plugged in, connected to God, who knows Christ as his Savior and God is his source. Happy is the man that has the God of Jacob for his help. Praise the Lord. Amen. Happiness cannot be based on circumstances at any given moment. To the persecuted church, James writes in James chapter 1:1-4, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Why were they scattered abroad? Because they were being persecuted for their faith, and some of them had to leave their jobs, and they had to leave their homes, and they had to many times run for their very lives. And he said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. One translation says, let it be an opportunity for joy. Did you hear that? Let it be an opportunity for joy. I heard of a pastor here in the state of Florida who hosted a Count It All Joy party every now and then. He so believed that passage in James 1 and verse 2 that when he would face a very difficult situation, he would call friends over to his house and he'd say, I want you to come over to my house for a party. They'd say, oh, is it a birthday? No, he would say, you got a promotion. They'd continue. No, he'd say, what's the situation? They'd finally ask. Well, he'd say, I'm going through this incredibly difficult crisis right now, and I'm having a Count It All Joy party. We're going to celebrate the difficulty. Listen to this, because I know that this difficulty is going to bring something of special value to my life. I don't know what it is yet, but I want you to come and celebrate and count it all joy with me. And the question is asked, has any of us ever thrown a Count It All Joy party? You know, I haven't either. I'm more prone to throwing myself a pity party than a Count It All Joy party. But you know, I don't want to lose this happiness that is promised me for trusting Christ and making God my source. I want to rest in the full assurance that a sovereign God is in control. My soul is already secure in the hands of this incredibly gracious and merciful God. Can't I trust my temporal life to him as well, down here in this fallen world? Amen. It's tough to consider it pure joy when it still hurts. But I'm so glad that I know the God of Jacob. I'm so glad for his promise of sufficient grace. And I'm so glad that I can run to him. We'll never find true happiness looking constantly at ourselves and dwelling on our own problems, hurts, and disappointments. A young man was at the end of his rope. Seeing no way out, he dropped to his knees in prayer and said, Lord, I can't go on. I have too heavy a cross to bear. The Lord replied, my son, and this is a story, of course, if you can't bear its weight, just place your cross inside this room. Then he opened the other door and he said, put your cross in this room and pick out any other cross you wish. The young man was filled with relief, and he said, thank you, Lord. He sighed, and he did what he was told. Upon entering the other door, he saw many other crosses, some so large the tops weren't even visible. Then he spotted a tiny cross leaning against the far wall. I'd like that one, Lord, he whispered. And the Lord replied, my son, that's the cross you just brought in. Someone said, I complained about having no shoes till I met someone who had no feet. Friend of mine, I'm going to tell you today, we could always find something to complain about, something that would, if we dwell on it and feel sorry for ourselves, can make us unhappy. But if we will count our blessings. Remember the great Christian song, count your many blessings, count them one by one, and you will be amazed what the Lord has done. A missionary said one of the most overwhelming overwhelming moments in his missionary ministry was when he was spent a couple of years ministering to those in a leper colony. The leprosy wasn't going to infect anyone anymore. They have ways of bringing it under control, but not the result of it. And many people were disfigured and were missing fingers. And there was a woman on the front row of the meeting that night who had found Christ as her personal Savior. And he asked, did anyone would like to request a particular congregational song to begin the service? And she lifted up a hand with three fingers on it instead of five. And out from beneath a veil where a partially disfigured face looked so gruesome, out of the corner of a mouth that had been deteriorated by leprosy, she said, can we sing Count Your Many Blessings? When I read that story, I got a lump in my throat, and I honestly became quite convicted, because I am just as human as anyone else, and we find ourselves so quick to complain. But oh, how God wants us to find in Jesus Christ authentic happiness. Happy is the man, or the woman, the boy, or the girl that has the Lord God of Jacob for his help. I want to read this humorous story, and then I want to ask you a very, very serious question today. One of those familiar humorous computer tech stories had a surprise ending that shed light on life itself. A small business owner ordered a new computer, but had difficulty making it work. She called technical support. What's happening to your computer? The woman said, it's brand new, but it doesn't work. What does it do when you push the power button? She said, nothing. What's on the screen? Nothing. It's black. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Puzzled, the tech guy asked, are any of the power lights on? No. Nothing is running. It's silent. There are no lights. And he said, are you sure the computer is plugged in? At this point, the owner is getting exasperated. She replied in a huff, yes, it's plugged in. I'm not stupid. That's a bit odd, replied the tech support. These computers are tested before they're shipped. We'd better send someone out to take a look at it. Thank you, she said abruptly and hung up. Relieved, though, that someone was coming to her home to help her. When the on-site service guy came to take a look, it didn't take him long to find the problem. He discovered that the computer was indeed plugged into the surge protector, but the surge protector was plugged in to itself. That's a great picture of the way many of us attempt to find peace and joy and happiness. We plug into a closed system. We try to plug into ourselves to find happiness. Life is not meant to be lived within a closed system. God designed us to connect to a source outside of ourselves. God says you won't truly find joy and happiness till you plug into me. Show me someone who lives for self and for pleasure, and I'll show you someone who will eventually be miserable and bored. Show me someone who lives for God, and I'll show you someone who has found the secret to a fulfilling life, with something to do, something to love, and something to hope for. That person is plugged in, connected, and enjoying his or her connections. Have you ever truly been plugged in? Are we truly connected to God? Amen. I like the way Jill Briscoe talks about this closed system and its emptiness and its dead-endness. And Jill Briscoe recounts the following story. She said, I remember talking to a girl here in this church 2 or 3 years ago. She said, Jill, I've lost my joy. I've lost my peace, and I want it back. Where did you lose it? I asked. That has nothing to do with this, she replied. Help me to get it back. But where did you lose it? She asked again. I don't want to talk about that, she replied. But eventually she did talk about it. She lost it when she moved in with her boyfriend. As a Christian young woman, outside of marriage. That'll do it every time. Repentance allows us to reconnect with God if we've lost that connection, to be reconciled, to acquire or renew a new fellowship relationship with Him. We were created to walk with God. There is no true fulfillment outside of Him. No fulfillment. Because it doesn't begin with a hunger for happiness, but it begins with a hunger for holiness. Listen to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, the words of Jesus. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled. One translation says in the Amplified, completely satisfied. The Greek word for blessed is here in the Greek is a Greek word makarios, and it describes that joy which has its secret within itself. That joy which is serene and untouchable and self-contained. That joy which is completely independent of all the chances and changes of life, according to William Barclay and his commentary on the Gospel of Matthew, Volume 1. Praise God. I like that. I'm going to read that again. Amen. It's that joy which has its secret in itself, that joy which is serene and untouchable and self-contained, that joy which is completely independent of the chances and changes of life. And the question we need to deal with specifically today is, are you plugged in to Christ as your personal Savior and your source? Are you still chasing happiness in a fallen world instead of finding it in a renewed relationship with God? Amen. I like the story of the old dog who meets a young dog. The old dog sees the young dog running around chasing his tail and asks, "What are you doing?" The young dog says, "Well, I've been contemplating the nature of happiness, and I'm determined that I've found a philosophy for true happiness. True happiness is found in my tail. For the rest of my life, therefore, I'm going to try to chase it in order that when I catch it, I have found true happiness." The old dog looks at him and says, "Well, I too, young puppy, have tried to find happiness. I too have gone on a quest to find real joy. Like you, I've come to the conclusion, after much examination, that there is indeed true happiness in my tail. I've found, however, that when I run around chasing it, my tail is always running away from me. But when I simply go ahead with my life, it follows me wherever I go." Folks, we need to get right with God, number one. The first step to authentic happiness is a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And number two, we need to cultivate a personal relationship with Him. Not just go to church on Sunday, but get to know Him. He has living water for you and for me to cause us not to thirst anymore. To have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and a relationship with Christ through the Holy Spirit, and a relationship with the Holy Spirit through a humble, obedient heart. Number three, trust in Him exclusively with your life and your future. Let go and let God is a very powerful truth. Praise the Lord. He is God, and you can trust Him no matter what happens in your life. And number four, face each day with faith and hope. Go ahead with your life. Happiness will follow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior today, I want to invite you right now to come to know Him in your own personal life. I want to invite you right now to repent of your sins and ask Jesus into your heart to be your personal Savior. That is the first step in happiness, because at that moment you will have the Lord God of Jacob for your help. And if you choose to trust Him with your whole life and your future and your eternity, you will find peace in the midst of a troubled, troublesome world. and God will speak to the troubled waters of your soul. Peace, be still, and you can find happiness. You get up in the morning, you may have bills, you may have pills, I don't know. What all you've got to do, what all you face, you may have a mortgage foreclosing, but God will make a way. God will make a way. And if you have Jesus in your heart and you're happy, wherever you are, having food and raiment, you can be content. We love you. Come back next week and let's talk about Jesus.